Hello, everybody. He already told you the beginning part, but basically before what he was saying, I had been feeling like God was stirring something in me, like he wanted to grow me. And I'm sure you guys all have gifts. Everybody has gifts. And you know when you feel like there's a growing time, and for him to come up was just kind of like a, I don't know, it opened my eyes that it really is not just me thinking that, you know, that God really is wanting to kind of level you up, you know. So that was cool. And being here has been such a dream. Everyone's been so nice. The hunger in this community is incredible. In the state, you guys are so, so hungry for the Lord, and that's really refreshing to see. And I love the sense of community that you guys have. Honestly, it's really heartwarming. Like, anyway, because I work in Dallas, and it's kind of just fend for yourself, you know. I love that it's like, oh, she went here on this weekend and here. You know, it's like everybody loves everybody here, and that's so cool that you guys have that. It's really a gift. But anyway, so at this conference that we went to, it was awesome. There, like you said, people came in from other places, and I mean, one of the stories that we had there, a man that was paralyzed, his legs started moving, and he started feeling things in the lower half of his body, and his legs were just shaking uncontrollably. It was incredible. We all got up to see, and we were recording it and stuff. So, I mean, that was kind of cool, guys. So that was really cool. Another thing that happened, we went and... Let me see here. Sorry, there were so many encounters. man, the Lord did so much this weekend. I feel it was, you know, packed into a couple days. But let me think here. Sorry, also, I just want to say that you were incredible. You girl in the orange, you were so good. Everything you said was like, I don't know. I feel like you've got a really cool gift, and that's exciting. So just wanted to say that. But I don't know, I feel like God really connected. Like he was saying, there were kind of setups that the Lord had for connections with different people at this conference. People came from all different states, and it was like, I don't know, it was just incredible the way the Lord made new friendships. And someone, like a lot of people, I've been telling the Lord, I've been crying out at my house, like, God, I want to be friends with people like me, but I don't know anyone like me that loves you and wants to do things for you, you know? So this conference really gave me those connections, as well as, I mean, they told me they were looking for people like me, you know, like, hey, can you help us with our next one? I was like, really? You think I'm cool? Like, anyway, so I don't know. That was really cool to see and to be a part of. One of the encounters that we had, we went to a Mexican restaurant. We got... we were out to different, it was kind of like a teach and go thing. So one of them, we were sent out to a Mexican restaurant, and this lady, the greeter lady, whenever I first saw her, I just had a burning in my heart, you know, and the Lord said, tell her I love her. So everyone went to the table, and I kind of went back and let her know, like, hi, my name's Lauren. I just wanted to let you know that God highlighted you, and he loves you so much. You're so valuable to him. And as I opened my mouth, the words started bubbling from within, and they just kind of kept coming. So with that, you know, I let her know the rest of them. Just sorry, there were a lot. I won't bore you with that. But basically, she just broke down crying and said, you have no idea how bad I needed this. It's been a terrible day, terrible week. And she spoke not the greatest English, but from what I got from it, it was something that her heart was really needing. So she just kind of cried in my arms for a while, and we went to a back room, and I prayed over her, and got to prophesy over her. And I don't know, I think that a lot of people just really need to feel seen, and a lot of people feel kind of hidden, you know? So even just, I don't know, there were a lot of encounters like that this weekend where the Lord would kind of speak to me and say, hey, tell that person I love them. And some of them looked like, I don't know, normal people who look like they already know that. And so sometimes I would second guess myself, like, God, they think they know that. He's like, do it. So I said, okay. And I had another encounter where the man, he also broke down crying, which I didn't expect. And I had told him previously, like, hey, I feel like the Lord really wants to stretch you. I see a picture of a piece of fabric being pulled. And I think the Lord's saying it's going to be okay. Like, it's not going to rip. Don't worry about that. I had no idea what was going on in his life. Apparently, he 3 days ago had to give up his business because of lack of, I guess, finances and stuff. And apparently, his wife is smoking meth and she's pregnant. And there were a lot of other things he said. But basically, he was having a really hard time in his life. And it was incredible, honestly. He looked like a normal guy. I never would have guessed anything like that, you know? So just that... the Lord started giving more words to him, and it was like a perfect connection, exactly what he needed. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess another one I can share is there was an encounter that we had when I was in a Walmart before coming here. Sometimes the Lord will send me and ask me to just go into a Walmart, even if I don't need groceries. He'll say, just walk around. In my hometown. And so that's what I've been doing a lot the past couple months, stuff like that, and going to gas stations and praying for people and stuff. But at the Walmart, there was a man in the back. I don't know. He was in this kind of dark area, where one of those aisles that no one ever goes to, basically. I just told him, like, hey, what's going on? Made some small talk, you know. He was around my age, so it wasn't, like, weird or anything. But basically, I just really had a feeling that the Lord wanted him to know that he was seen and loved. So I let him know, like, hey, this is what I'm picking up, and I hope this blesses you. And he was like, what? And he just, like, stared at me awkwardly, like... So I thought that I said something wrong or said something bad. And I don't know, it kind of went on for a while. You know when there's like an awkward silence in a conversation and you're like, what did I do? What did I say that was bad? So we were just kind of like, it was like a stare off. And then he said, no one's ever told me that before. That means a lot. Thank you. Where did you come from? What is this? And he was like totally awestruck. And you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is sometimes in our community, it's like we think everyone knows this already, but there are just regular people out there that have never heard those words in their lives that can really touch and minister to their hearts in a way like never before. Even, I mean, I feel like there's some gestures, like, let's say if I was to give you a car today, I mean, that's a gesture of love, but sometimes the Holy Spirit wants to speak through words as well. And I think at the right time, when you just listen to the Lord, he really wants to kind of drop something in different people's spirits, even if it looks like they already have it, you know? I think that each one of you are carrying a gift inside of you that the Lord wants to drop into somebody else. A lot of times, I don't know, I see it as people sometimes are overflowing with something, or something that you've had trouble with in the past, maybe. I think that the Lord wants to use you in that manner, and drop those gifts inside of you, even if you didn't know you had them. Just things that have been kind of reoccurring in your life, you know? I think that the Lord really wants to use that in each one of you to different people that you meet. Even if you don't go out a lot, wherever you go, wherever you feel kind of pulled to go, just let the Lord use you, you know? Even if it seems kind of weird at first. I think that each one of you are extremely important. You're all different tools for the kingdom, and I know I seem kind of weird, but we're all weird. We're all in it together, you know? So I just want to encourage you guys that, I don't know, I just keep getting the sense that each of you are really unique, and the normalcy of Christianity, in this region is not, I think that there's a lot more that we have inside of us than we think we do, if that makes sense. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. Yeah, I don't know. I just keep seeing each one of you are like different colors, and you all make up a really beautiful, it's like because of how different you are, because of the beauty inside of each one of you, the Lord's going to use you as you let him. So just, I don't know. I keep seeing a tube of paint, and he's trying to squish it, but sometimes people don't want to be squished. They keep the lid on of the paint. So I feel like all he wants from you guys is just let him take the lid off. Let him kind of squish you a little bit, you know, and just kind of be open to that. There might be a little bit of pressing. There might be a little bit of weird things you don't want to do, because that's definitely happened to me. But honestly, it's so worth it. And I believe the pushing will lead to awesomeness in your lives. You're going to see things you've never seen before. So just, I don't know. I think the Lord wants you to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. That's kind of the vibe I'm picking up, that there's a lot of comfort, a lot of just things that have been the same way. And the Lord kind of wants to spice things up, talk to you or tell you things like you've never heard before and have you kind of step out of the box a little bit. Does that make sense? So, yeah, don't be scared and trust the Lord. And it's okay to fail. I definitely have learned that before. So, anyway.